For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas, play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas, and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network, 95.1 FM and AM 760 in Hawaii. I'm joined as always by G. Hey Wiley, Brandon Deutsch, Jake Dicker, and in the first segment, not only do we have Nick Hamilton, we will be joined by WWE superstar Drew McIntyre. So let's kick things off with Nick. Nick, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. I must be special to be with Drew McIntyre, man. That's legendary right there.
I know. This is going to be one of my favorite first segments of all time, so we don't have a ton of time. So let's get to today's headlines brought to you by Circa Sports. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contests are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Hit it, G.A.
Joey Gallo pinch hit a clutch three-run home run. Max Muncy hit another home run, and the Dodgers came back to beat the Minnesota Twins to improve to a remarkable 32-5 record since the start of July. Are Gallo and Muncy guys going to have to be the huge factors for the Dodgers to win the World Series?
Nick, I'll chime in first, and then you take it away. Listen, no one expected anything from Joey Gallo. So the fact that this guy hit a home run, Brandon Deutsch is expecting like a guy who's hitting like 120 to come in and hit.
He was
home
an all-star just a year and a half ago. It was New York.
Yeah. All right. So listen, no one expected anything from Joey Gallo except for Brandon Deutsch. But you don't need this. This is like a cherry on top of a massive sundae. If you can get something from Joey Gallo, if you get something from Max Muncy, great. But the way this team is playing, Nick, the best team right now.
Yeah, you better take a picture of Joey Gallo actually hitting something, because it probably won't happen for the next 76 tries. More like Haley's Comet. No, these guys don't have to have a significant impact every night. I mean, as you said, Arash, that these guys are built in a particular way where you may have Freddie Freeman one night, you might have Mookie Betts, you might have Cody Bellinger hit one night, you might have Justin Turner, who actually did well coming back off the injured list last night. So they have a variety of guys. I mean, pick your poison. I mean, this is the best team in baseball for a reason. The lineup is stacked. You have guys coming back, especially on the mound. And so the Dodgers, as they move into on the road now and they move closer to the playoffs, this team is going to be very, very scary. As long as they stay healthy, they're going to be very scary to deal with in the playoffs.
Yeah, 32-5 since the start of July. This is the most dominant team in baseball. Again, if Gallo and Muncy and Bellinger are hitting like this, right? And I know it's been more Muncy and Bellinger the past couple days. Gallo's just that one hit. It's going to be really hard for even a team like the Mets with dominant pitching to beat this team in a series, or anybody for that matter to beat the Dodgers in a series. They just need above average pitching if their lineup is like this, because they have the best lineup in baseball.
Yeah, Max Muncy since the start of August hitting 385, slugging over almost 1400. So he's starting to figure it out. It's going to be tough. Again, pitching wins in October, so that's really going to be the issue. As I've said a couple times on the show, if they lose in October, it's not going to be because of the bats. It's going to be because of the pitching. But they face Corbin Burns and Sandy Alcantara over the next week and a half, so those are going to be big tests. And before we move on, I do want to give a quick shout to Chandler Redmond, who's a double-A prospect with the Cardinals, who did something yesterday that's never been done in the major leagues, only been done once in the minor leagues. He hit for the home run cycle, which means he hit four home runs in the game, hit a solo home run, two-run home run, three-run home run, and a grand slam.
It was that was the best highlight of ESPN.
The situation you have to be put in just for the luck for you to get up with a guy on second, then two guys on, and the bases loaded. Never happened in the major league. Just want to give him a quick shout-out.
Yeah, if anybody watched that highlight, it was so sick. I still have chills from watching that highlight last night on SportsCenter. Moving on to the Rams. The Rams and Chargers will open the preseason against each other at SoFi Stadium. Both teams are amongst the top four Super Bowl favorites at Circa Sports. Could we possibly see an all Los Angeles Super Bowl, and which team has a better chance to win it all this season?
Nick, that would be a dream for me. Listen, we both know that the Chargers find a way to screw things up at the end, and I hate to say that, and listen, if anyone from Chargers land is listening, I don't mean it, but it's a little bit like the Clippers, you know, great on paper. We'll see if it happens. Well, I'm really hoping that the Rams can do it again. It's hard to repeat. Nick, could we get an all Los Angeles Super Bowl? And if not, which team has the best chance?
It was all a dream, and that's all it ever be was a dream. No, the Rams have the best chance as far as what they've done. They're bringing the band pretty much back together. They've upgraded at some positions, especially at wide receiver with Allen Robinson, big, go up top. I don't see the Chargers getting to the Super Bowl. I just don't. I mean, I think they are a very talented team, but not enough to get past the Buffalo Bills or the Cincinnati Bengals or even, dare I say, possibly the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. The Rams, I think, could get back to the Super Bowl if they stay healthy, but they also have to make some key moves, i.e. re-signing OBJ at some point when he's going to be able to be medically cleared and return, and then also possibly maybe upgrade in that secondary if Les Snead can pull it off.
Nick, I have a quick question for you. If they don't re-sign OBJ, which I'm glad he got his, whatever. I'm not the huge OBJ fan because you know I'm a Giants fan. It is what it is, man. Hey, I said I was glad that he got his you know.
So, that was a backhanded compliment. Stop it. Sodium levels are high.
But if they don't sign OBJ, the Rams are great at making adjustments and signing, you know, phenomenal talent regardless. Do you think that they can still win even if they don't re-sign him?
It's going to be extremely difficult, especially depending on where OBJ goes. Whether he goes to the Cowboys, not so much of a threat. But if he ends up going to the Buffalo Bills, you got to book the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl chances, especially if they stay healthy because they are locked and loaded on offense and defense. And you got a great arm and guy like Josh Allen to get the ball to OBJ. So if you're the LA Rams, you definitely have to ensure maybe put up your firstborn if you have to or something to ensure that OBJ re-signs with the Rams. But I'm not confident that OBJ comes back to LA. I think he likes it out here. I think he likes the organization. It's a very well-ran organization. They treated him well. They continue to communicate with him throughout even his rehab process. So I think that counts for something. And I think OBJ got a taste of what a championship is like, unlike with the previous sorry organization, the New York Giants, and the Cleveland Browns. So he understands what winning is about.
You cannot compare the Cleveland Browns to the New York Giants. That is just sad.
Both of y'all suck.
Haven't won anything in years.
Stop me when I'm lying.
I'm not denying it, but to put us on the same level as the Cleveland Browns who have
Y'all both suck.
I still want to suggest that take a look back and just look at how
well, that's like saying the Lakers, yeah, they have 17 titles, but what, they're the ninth best team in the West right now. Like, no one's saying That's like saying just because they have 17 titles, they have to be considered an elite competition. No, they suck right now. They need to improve the roster. You know what I'm saying?
I love how you just backtracked on that one.
It's the same thing with the Giants. Just because they won two Super Bowls with Eli Manning and got lucky.
I'm not denying that the Giants suck. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying that it wasn't a good it was not a good fit to have OBJ there. That's a fact.
I'll say one more thing on this. I know we're running out of time. time, but like going back to the Chargers Rams thing, another big point is the Rams play in a weaker conference, right? There's not as many good teams in the NFC this year, and they have a clear path to the Super Bowl. The Chargers would have to get through the Bills, Chiefs, everybody. So
yeah, I mean, both teams are playing a tough regular season schedule. I think the Rams are just a little bit more, you know, well-oiled machine. Chargers are a little bit, I mean, they have guys that have been there for a while, the proven guys, but they're young. I mean, they got to figure it out along the way and not beat themselves and kick the field goals on fourth down.
So, Nick.
And bad ownership.
Yeah, 100%. So, Nick, we will have you on next week with the full segment, and I would normally not bump you, but, I mean, hopefully that you realize that this is going to be WWE champion Drew McIntyre. And in the next segment, Nick, we got The Miz. So, I mean, this is a WWE-filled day here, and you're a fan, and I'm a fan. So, Nick, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have you on again next week. But, listen, we got to make room for Drew McIntyre, plus The Miz, my friend.
Yeah, because he's awesome.
That's right. That's right. Awesome. Thank you so much, Nick. And as I said, without further ado, let's now go to my chat with WWE superstar and first three-time guest of the Arash Markazi Show, Drew McIntyre. All right, we are now joined by WWE. I can say he's a legend because he's one of my favorites. He's a champion. He's main evented WrestleMania. Drew McIntyre. Drew, how are you?
I'm excellent. I know technically it's an audio interview, but I'm very disappointed you all are coming live from the wine cellar.
That was back
probably my favorite background I've ever seen.
It really was. I mean, we were there hanging out with Jihei, and it was very tempting, you know, talking to you, Drew, and not, you know, grab a glass of Camus or something like that, but we didn't. Drew, I was at SummerSlam at Nashville. I wish I was in Nashville back in my younger single days. I mean, it was 20-1. Everyone was having a bachelorette party. What is it like to live there?
It's pretty awesome to live there. I mean, I'm not as wild and crazy as I used to be. I would have more fun there. I used to live in Tampa. It's pretty crazy, too. But yeah, these days I live about 20 minutes outside of Nashville, more like a farmland area, away from all the craziness. And whenever I go down, I find myself seeing everyone having fun. The bachelorette parties have been up and down the street. And I'm thinking, it's entirely too loud down here, so I know I've gotten old. Every time I go down there, I think it's entirely too loud. I just want to check out the Johnny Cash Museum. But it is, you know, a fun place to be. There's so much to see. I got into country music about 2 years ago. Now I have myself some sweet cowboy boots, a sweet cowboy hat that goes with my kilt, and I'm now known as the Nashville Warrior.
All right, Drew, tickets go on sale Friday for WrestleMania. WrestleMania Goes Hollywood. It'll be April 1st and 2nd at SoFi Stadium. It was originally supposed to be here in 2020. Drew, you main evented that WrestleMania. I mean, it's a two-night event now. How crazy is this?
I love the 2 days of WrestleMania, a whole weekend of WrestleMania. You know, initially, it was done out of necessity at WrestleMania 36. You know, the company, rightfully so, felt like the world needed an escape during the height of COVID, a scary time. Let's give them WrestleMania night one and two. There's a whole weekend of escape. And we kept it going. And since then, right through to WrestleMania 39 at SoFi, and I love it. You know, as a fan myself, even on part of the roster. You know, when I was younger, if I get told, hey, you get to go for a week-long WrestleMania event, we got fan events all week long, we got Hall of Fame, we got Raw, we got SmackDown, and you get 2 days of WrestleMania, I would have lost my mind. And as a superstar, I lose my mind too. It is freaking awesome. And to be fair, 7 hours of Mania,
yeah,
it's pretty fun. You get a little tired eventually, and it's hard to get an Uber at like 3 o'clock in the morning when you finish. Splitting up into 2 days is perfect for everybody, in my opinion.
This will be fantastic, Drew, because my favorite thing about the week is the fans who come from Europe. They come from all over the world. And this will be the first one where there's no travel restrictions, right? You don't have to test it and out and things like that. So this will be the first Mania, I think, where there's going to be fans from like all over the world. How does that change the atmosphere? Again, it's my favorite event of the year. It's my favorite like Raw of the year, SmackDown of the year, because fans come here from all over the world.
I mean, this past year we had fans coming from all across the world, but I think it's going to be even more so, you know, in SoFi. I think for this past April, we had like 156,000 plus fans from all 50 states and 53 countries coming to WrestleMania. So now that things are, you know, getting back to normal, feel back to normal, and especially by WrestleMania, we'll be back to normal. I think we're just going to smash that record completely, and it's so cool. And it was so cool this past WrestleMania at AT&T to see all the fans in person, to see so many countries coming back for WrestleMania after missing them for a couple of years, because those fans that come to WrestleMania are our most passionate fans in the world. You know, they come in and they can tell me more about my career than I can possibly remember. It is my favorite time of the year, and I can't wait to see them all once again.
Drew, earlier you talked about the fact that you are living out a little bit in farmland. I kind of wanted to go back to that really quick and ask, are you raising anything out there? Any like sheep, goats? Are you like, you know, sustainably farming anything? Any veggies that you can bring to LA for us or anything?
Well, the missus wants to get on the, you know, making her own vegetables and the likes. And if you asked her, she would consider me like livestock, having to raise a Drew. Just how much work goes into taking care of a Drew and how much food it eats. I'm constantly grazing in the fridge and eating everything. She's always having to replenish it. But, you know, it has been recommended to me in the local area. A lot of people do have animals. And it looks, you know, pretty fun. Like, I never really thought about it, but it's pretty cool to have some, you know, cows out there, you know, having a good time, a couple of horses and the likes, go hang out with them when my day's off. We got two cats right now, but yeah, you never know what the future holds for Drew McIntyre, but I never thought I would be, you know, in a position where I'm excited to be out kind of in the middle of nowhere. I was always very much likened to being the thick of things, to be in the party scene and all that, but these days, you know, my life's so crazy and busy as it is as a WWE superstar. You know, I love the complete opposite when I get home.
Drew, what is the highlight? Okay, so we know the two-night event, it'll be at SoFi, but during the week in downtown at Crypto.com Arena, they're going to have Raw, they're going to have SmackDown, they're going to have the Hall of Fame, a ton of fans will be there. Like, aside from the event, aside from the two-night event, what is your favorite part?
I do love all the events when I get to interact with the fans, you know, one-on-one, now that especially we can be, you know, close enough to interact. But if I had to pick one, I would probably go with the Hall of Fame. You know, I love seeing all of those that, you know, paved the way for us current superstars being honored as they should be, and hearing their stories and seeing them get so, you know, emotional that people remember who they are and remember what they did for this industry. And it's wild to see what happens in a week-long WrestleMania. And if you look, you know, the history of wrestling coming from Smoky Armories all the way to SoFi Stadium to a week-long event and to, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And my goodness, like I think last year, like $205 million was generated for the local economy in Dallas. It'll be the same, you know, if not more in LA. Just like so much business is done through this industry now. Without those paving the way, you know, we wouldn't be living the life we're living now as WWE superstars, and the fans wouldn't get the experiences they get these days.
Yeah, no, we actually talked to Jimmy Hart earlier this week about having a physical Hall of Fame out there. Drew, I wanted to know your thoughts about that as well.
I'm surprised it's not happened already, yeah, to be honest. Assuming there's plenty of reasons. I'm assuming the pandemic didn't help things, but you know, you see this WWE show, Most Wanted Treasures, how much memorabilia we have, how much we're collecting. And for people out there who have old memorabilia, if the WWE gets in contact, like, please don't be afraid to part ways if you're not, you know, like really, really attached to it, because that physical museum will be visited countless times. Like I mentioned, the Johnny Cash Museum earlier downtown, just seeing how many people are in there paying their respects to legend like Johnny Cash. I would love and can't wait for it to happen, because it's going to happen, to have that physical museum and people going around and learning about the past, learning about those who came before us, and having that physical museum. I'll maybe donate myself a sword too.
I love that.
Love it.
Drew, last question for you, and I will ask you the same question I've asked LeBron James and the Lakers and Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers. These two teams in Los Angeles won championships, but they did so during the pandemic. There were no fans, and there's a beauty of winning a title with the fans and a sold-out crowd. You main evented WrestleMania. You won a championship in the main event during the pandemic, though, right? No fans. How much does that motivate you to get back to that stage where, you, again, you can celebrate your moment with 75,000 fans?
Yeah, it certainly motivates me. Like my title victory came at a time, as we've talked about today, you know, during the first 2-day WrestleMania, height of the pandemic, every other sport and entertainment company shut down. WWE was the only original content, and my match was the main event of the second day. My first title match in 20 years, and a bit of a feel-good story. You know, the guy who's been knocked down so many times, picking himself up, fighting Brock Lesnar for the title, and I understood people were at home, and this was their escape from the fear at the time, and my match and victory could bring a big smile to their faces, and it did, and our social media interactions were up 60% from the year prior with so much positive feedback. I don't regret it at all, considering the times we're living in. Nonetheless, I did grow up imagining winning the title with the fans there. I'm a two-time WWE champion. I've won it two times in front of exactly zero people in the Clash at the Castle September 3rd in the UK, where I grew up, where I applied my craft. I have a chance to win that title in front of 70,000 plus fans. So I don't even know where the tickets are at right now. I just know it's around about that area. It's in the UK. It's against Roman Reigns. He's been on fire, obviously, these past couple of years. Drew McIntyre's on fire right now, and this is going to be a huge main event on a huge show that I couldn't even have dreamed of.
You're the best, Drew. It's such a pleasure to have you on. This is the third time you've been on the show. You're the first three-time guest on the Arash Markazi show. I can't thank you enough. Again, tickets go on sale for the two-night WrestleMania. Yeah, Drew, put that on your... of like all the accomplishments are also that. Drew, seriously.
Yeah, I'm scribbling in my resume right now.
From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much, Drew, and we will talk to you soon.
I appreciate you all for having me again. And when I get to the LA area, we're checking out that Waynesville. That's what we're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
The fourth episode from.
Yes, yes. We love it. Thank you so much, Drew.
Take care, y'all. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, let's leave it there for now. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend, The Miz, when we return right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas and the Hawaii Sports Radio Network.
We'll be right back with the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. With two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas. Play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Still clown with the underground
when we come around. Welcome back to the Arash Markazi on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, 98.5 The Fan in Las Vegas on the Hawaii Sports Radio Network in Hawaii. Let's go out to the Circa Sports Guest Hotline right now. Circa Millions and Circa Survivor Pro Football Contest with $12 million in guaranteed prizes are back. Visit CircaSports.com for details. And here he is, WWE superstar The Miz. The Miz, how are you doing, my friend?
I am always awesome. When WrestleMania is coming to Hollywood, you know I'm good.
We are so excited. There's so many big events here in Los Angeles. The last big one, Miz, was the All-Star Game, and you shined at the Celebrity Softball Game, at Blue Heaven on Earth, at Chavez Ravine. That was a more competitive softball game than I had seen in quite some time. What was that like?
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, anytime you can come in and play on where the Dodgers play. Like, I grew up as, like, in high school, I played baseball, and to be able to play where the Dodgers play and get to experience kind of a feel for what, you know, I love baseball. I love softball. So to be able to hit a home run, get MVP, get the victory, pitch a little bit and have fun with a bunch of celebrities. I mean, it's always amazing, especially in LA with the weather.
So, Miz, the next big event here in Los Angeles is WrestleMania. It'll be April 1st and 2nd. It's a two-night event. Tickets go on sale Friday. What is it going to be like? Again, you've made this your home now for this event. And again, you guys have traveled the country for this event to be here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, anytime you have WrestleMania, anytime we have a WWE event, and I say this all the time, but our true goal is to make moments that last lifetime. Whenever you see a father and son or a mother and daughter and they are at the show, you want them to be talking about that show for years upon years upon years. And that's what we love to do. So people are always asking, well, what's going to happen when WrestleMania comes to Hollywood April 1st and 2nd? To be honest with you, I can't tell you that right now because you never know what is going to happen. But you can guarantee that you will take home a moment and that WWE will take over L.A. for the entire week because you'll have Monday Night Raw. You'll have Friday Night SmackDown. You have Hall of Fame. And sprinkled in between all those weeks are a bunch of events that we will have where you can have autograph signings, meet your favorite superstars, leading all up to WrestleMania, which is always incredible. I believe last year we had 150,000 people attend WrestleMania. So it's going to be a spectacle. It's going to be insane. It will be stupendous, if you will.
Miz, your thoughts on it being two nights? I think it's fantastic. I was at the last one-night one, which was in New York, and listen, it's just a very long day, and I think we're all big fans, and we're there for the week. And again, like you said, we got Raw, SmackDown, Crypto.com, the Hall of Fame will be there. Your thoughts with this going to a two-night thing?
I love that it's a two-night event. I remember the long, long WrestleManias where they were in like 6 hours, 7 hours. Now you can split up into 2 days. You can pace yourself. And, you know, you can, lose your voice on the second night. Hopefully you lose your voice at my match. if you pace yourself, you can do it right.
Miz, first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. And next of all, thank you so much for giving Austin from Southern Charm the business on Watch What Happens Live. It just made my year. A little documentary showed me that you were at Woodstock 99. You were in the opening credit of it. Please tell me what that was like and what was your favorite band that performed?
You know what's funny? Like, so when I went to Woodstock 99, I remember when my buddies were like, hey, we're going. I'm like, well, I'm going with you. I remember calling up on a real phone, not like a cell phone, because we didn't have cell phones back then. And I called up and got my ticket. It cost like $100, I think. And we drove up from Cleveland to Rome, got our parking. We had a tent. And to be honest, I know there was a lot of like bad press and a lot of bad things that happened. Like, I didn't experience that. Like, Woodstock for me was incredible. I got to see all my favorite bands. And honestly, you asked who my favorites were, like watching Korn, like in the documentary, they were saying like, it was like, I was trying to explain it to somebody and I explained it exactly the way they explained it. It was like a wave of people and you just see waves going up and down. Like when Korn came on, it was incredible. I thought Kid Rock was during the day. It was like noon. And I remember it was like 100 degrees. The dude comes out in his like fur coat. And I'm like, oh my God. And then he played every instrument. And this is before Kid Rock was Kid Rock. It was like Ball with the Ball was like out. That was about it. And so, I mean, he played every instrument. He was a constant performer. And it was just an incredible concert to see. And I had a blast. I know there was definitely a lot of garbage. And water, you had to buy water, which I had no problem with because I just bought the water. It was fine. But yeah, it was very dirty. But yeah, I never really noticed it because I was always watching the concert.
Miz, you've had one of the most storied careers in the company's history. When you came in, though, you know, I think there's this perception of, oh, we know him from the real world and things like that. But you worked your tail off to get to where you are right now. Was there a moment, was there a match? And I know it didn't just happen with one night. But was there a moment where you felt like, okay, people don't view me that way. Like, I put in the time. Again, was there a moment, when you think back to your career, was there a match or a time where you're like, this is my time now?
Not necessarily a certain time. Like, I always feel like I'm always trying to prove myself. No matter how many times I've been out there, you know, it's been 18 years, I think, since I've been with WWE. And I think I'm always, you know, have that back of my head, a little chip on my shoulder, no matter what. Because honestly, when I go out there, I get booed out of the building. I get chants of "you suck, we can't stand you." And it's always a, yeah, he won the WWE championship, but yeah, he's won, you know, but he'll never win it again. Then I win the WWE championship again. Yeah, but he only had it for a week. Well, okay, well, he'll never win, you know, he'll never do a movie. Okay, then he does like six movies, and he'll never do another reality show. Then he does Miz and Mrs., you know, which, by the way, right now you can get all three seasons of Miz and Mrs. on Peacock starting tomorrow, so you definitely want to get that because it's an incredible show. It's funny, love heartfelt, it. All about my family, all about my life. It's amazing. But, you know, it's always a yes, but. It's always like, yeah, he had a great match, but his next match will probably suck. You know, he did this, but there's always that but, which I'm always trying to, you know, get rid of the buts, but, you know, you're always going to have that.
Ms. LeBron James has a decision to make probably like following this year, whether he's going to stay in Los Angeles, which I think he will, or there's talk he may go back to Cleveland. Ms., my view is he's done all he can. I mean, he won a championship there, brought a championship back to Cleveland. What do you think LeBron should do? And do you think he has something left to prove? I mean, I think at this point he's won in Miami, he's won in Los Angeles, he's won in Cleveland.
Here's what I think, and I don't think Los Angeles is going to like it very much. I think he's going to go back to Cleveland. And the reason I say this is because Bronny is going to be coming up soon, and he wants to play with his son where he started, where he has a school at, you know, where, you know, you know, where his home is. And I do believe, you know, as much as I live in Los Angeles and I do feel like this is home, my heart, every time I go to Cleveland, skips a beat because that's where I grew up. That's what the beginning memories of everything I've ever done. And for him to bring a championship to Cleveland, like, I don't think anyone understands what championships and winning teams does for the city of Cleveland. You know, LA is such a huge, huge town. It's such a huge city. You know, they have so many teams that they can go for. You know, if the Browns do well, the city of Cleveland does well. If the Cleveland Cavaliers do well, the entire city does well. So a person like LeBron James coming to Cleveland, it's not just about, you know, Bron coming back and getting a championship. It's about the city succeeding and doing well. And that's exactly the type of power that he has. So that's what my hope is, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you have that as well as a future Hall of Famer in the WWE. I wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame. Speaking of, oddly enough, it's really weird that they don't have a physical space for the Hall of Fame. If and when that does happen, where would you personally like it to be?
You know, I think it's got to be either New York City, because that's kind of where the hub of WWE has always been. Like, that's where it kind of started and it got its presence. So I always think that New York would definitely be the spot for a Hall of Fame or a type of, yeah, like a Hall of Fame type of building.
Miz, the connection that sports teams have with you guys, I think, is fascinating. When they win a championship, it's not only the trophy. They have a championship belt. You see it in the parades. You see it on the field. You see it on the court. Talk about that connection again, because you are a real sports fan. I think those guys want to be where what you're doing. I saw Dwight Howard at SummerSlam, and he was like a kid in a candy store. I mean, he was having so much fun. Talk about that connection.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible whenever you see sports stars, you know, kind of doing the moves we're doing or cutting promos like we cut. You know, you'll see Giannis always playing around with the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, Dwight Howard was at SummerSlam, and they were having a blast. The entire team of, like, the Tennessee Titans were all at SummerSlam. So it's amazing, you know, the effect that we have, you know, not just on, you know, sports stars, but celebrities, but and just everybody, you know, that gets involved. I mean, everyone has a certain point in time when they enjoyed, you know, wrestling, I believe. And whether it starts when you're older or younger, it doesn't matter, because it's for all ages.
The Miz is joining us. Tickets for WrestleMania here in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium go on sale Friday. What an amazing... Miz, what is it like to perform in front of 75,000 people? Again, you are the same superstar, whether it's 10, 20, but what is it like when you are in a Super Bowl venue, a $5 billion stadium? Tell me what that is like.
Stadiums just have a different energy. You know, you're performing in front of so many people, and it's sometimes, to be honest with you, it's hard to hear them because there's so many of them, and the noise needs to trickle up to the ceiling to trickle back down, and then you'll finally hear exactly where the audience is at. So it takes about a second longer than it would in an arena. So it's a different vibe, but there's nothing quite like a stadium show, and I cannot wait. I've never been to SoFi. Wow. Tonight is actually the first time I'm going to be at SoFi at our launch party, which, by the way, sold out in a matter of seconds and minutes, you know, which is always incredible because we've got Snoop Dogg, JoJo Siwa, we have, you know, Gabriel Iglesias, we have, you know, all the a bunch of WWE superstars. We're putting on a show, like a sample size for, you know, the city of Los Angeles. I can't wait to see SoFi. I've never been inside it, and I can't wait to kind of see it.
It's the most unique stadium, and I've told people, like, I've been to Vegas, I've been to some of these new ones. It's indoor, it's outdoor, you got the beautiful scoreboard. Miz, last question for you. What was it like performing with no fans? I've talked to LeBron, I've talked to Clayton Kershaw with the Dodgers, because they won with basically no fans, and they had no parade, and they kind of want to win one, so they have that. What was it like for you? You feed off the fans. What was that like?
I always look at things as, you know, a learning experience, and to be better and to do better. You know, that was a completely unique experience because there was no fans. There's no reactions. We're so used to a fan reaction, playing off the crowd. You know, fans interaction is what we do. So as superstars, and we feel as the best entertainers in the world, you know, it's our job to continue what we're doing. Even if there aren't fans, we know fans are watching at home. And we kept going through the pandemic because we knew people needed, you know, some sort of form of entertainment. They needed something to laugh about, you know, when all the drama was going about. And that's what we did. We put that forth. And so to be able to do that was an honor, and it taught me a lot about who we are as an entertainment company, as a WWE, and what we will do for our fans.
Miz, you're the best. Thank you so much for joining us. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. There's no one more Hollywood, and I say that as a compliment because we are here in Hollywood than the Miz. Miz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was the Miz. WrestleMania goes Hollywood. It'll be at SoFi Stadium. It's been 2 years in the making, Jihei. We were waiting for it back in 2020. Then the pandemic happens. They had it with no fans. Then they had it in 2021 in Tampa. We're familiar with Tampa. So that was the first night. So they did it two nights with no fans. They did it two nights in Tampa, mainly because it was reduced capacity. And then they realized, like, I think we could sell tickets for two straight nights. So last year, no, not this year, in Texas, at Cowboy Stadium, back-to-back sold-out crowds. This upcoming year in 2023, once again, back-to-back sold-out crowds. And you should be, hopefully, you got invited to the party tonight. Miz will be there. Snoop Dogg will be there.
I am definitely going to try and make it to the launch for sure, definitely. Especially since hopefully, I'm not going to lie to you, I do watch Miz and Mrs. because I'm a reality show junkie. So I actually do watch their show, and I can't wait to meet him. And technically, I really can't wait to meet his wife. That's why I really am looking forward to meeting.
I thought Brandon and Jake would be like bigger, you know, fans, you know, because I grew up WWE fans. And it's like, I think Jake and Brandon are familiar with them, but they're not like I still am a kid. Like, I'll go ringside. I'll lose my mind ringside. And I'm 42 years old.
Yeah, I feel like it's a generational thing for you guys too, because
we're just different. I mean, we're baseball fans as young
people. I grew up with people who are really into it. It was just never my thing. Like, I totally understand it. I've watched my fair share because I've been around people who grew up on it. Similar to what you guys were talking about, but just for me personally, it was just never my thing.
So if it helps you as any, it was never my thing until high school, which is really, really weird that it happened in high school.
Because when we were in high school, it was like, you know,
it was The Rock
and The Rock and Stone Cold. That was like
The Rock.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. But I actually, the reason why I got involved and really into it was because my boyfriend was in into it. And so, and all of his friends, they would go to WrestleMania. They would go to cage matches. They would go to the ladder matches. They would go to insane. Like they were obsessed with the, at the time, what was called the WWF, not the WWE. But so every single Saturday I would be watching it, and then Raw came. So I'd watch it every Monday with them. And so I would watch sports with them as well, because he was a starting center for our team. But, you know, wrestling was always on the docket. So I kind of had to fall in love with it.
I was so bummed, you know, because I come in and I say, hey, listen, guys, don't get too excited, but we're going to have The Miz. We're going to have Drew McIntyre. And it was like
Crickets.
They would have been more excited if I said this AAA baseball player, you know, or something like that.
No, that's not true. Come on.
But you sound so convinced. No, just kidding.
quick update. I'm going to be at Circa tomorrow. And again, you guys all know Circa Millions, Circa Survivor. They're having a party for the contestants who have signed up for Circa Millions and Circa Survivor. So I'll be coming to you, and you're going to go out to Vegas next week. So, because I was going to say, do you need me to place any bets for you? I think you have a system in place where you're going to kind of go out there and.
I'm waiting for the odds to be in my favor. Like I try every single season for football, I try to go there when I was going to go for the week that we went, and I was going to post some bets, but the odds just weren't what I wanted. So I'm just going to wait.
About sports gambling, it's exhilarating and it's great. But even someone like me that does all the stats and can tell you how many times a team is beating a team, it's all luck at the end of the day. Sure. You can't predict what's going to happen. That's why Vegas always wins.
The beauty of sports though, really, right?
It is. It is. And it's exhilarating when you do win, but you have to remember that you're probably going to lose 9 out of 10 times.
But that's also why they call it gambling.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun. Like I know guys who can't even watch sports anymore without gambling. Like that's how crazy it's become. You know,
Vegas is Vegas because it's a losing game. That's right. I mean, it's people do it. I've done it. It's just, it's part of what it is.
I try to limit myself. Like the 49ers bet to win the Super Bowl this year. I don't know if I'm going to do it.
That's different though. I mean, if you want to put money down on your team to win a Super Bowl before the year, sure. But I mean, if you're betting every single game and you're betting, random sports, like during the pandemic, I know people who are betting on ridiculous things.
On like the Korean baseball league
and ping pong. I know people who sat outside in front of their house with their friends and bet on the color of the next car that was going to drive by. You know, people found ways to do whatever.
I mean, in all fairness, it was the pandemic, so I kind of feel their pain.
Going on.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I mean, it's going to be fun. By the way, they had a big rainstorm that was happening at Circa. And I don't know if you saw the clip, G. I don't know if I texted it to you. But it hit the sports book. I mean, the sports book was drenched. It's totally fine now. But
what about all the screens and everything like that?
There was water coming, like, out of one of the TV screens. And I'm thinking, like, what the heck happened here? Like, I think a pipe must have exploded or something like that, but we're looking forward to going out there.
I think I saw that knowing it was Circa. Exactly. But I did see that video.
And I was just like, oh my God, like that's like our home away from home there.
I mean, that's what I feel bad for that book, right? Because it is all outdoors and it is, you know, it's not
but
exactly.
But this is the one indoors. The pipe broke.
No,
it was
indoors.
The one indoors. Yeah, the one outdoors is, you know, that happens.
Right.
But Jake, when is your 21st? When is your 21st?
My 21st is a month from yesterday.
All right.
So
we are going
September
to,
10th.
When Jake comes back here, because he's going to be leaving us, and we'll do a big thing when Jake goes back home to Wisconsin, not home, school in Wisconsin. But he could not join us for March Madness. He could have, but it wouldn't have. I mean, you have to be 21 just to go into Circa.
Yeah.
Like you can't even just say, I'm going to go grab a cup of coffee. You know, so.
I have different thoughts on that one, but we don't have enough time to go into it.
Yeah.
Hey, if you can serve your country, you can drink, in my opinion.
That's a good point. I will agree with you there. But yeah, excited to head out to Vegas. Excited for, listen, now we got some preseason football. We got Rams, Chargers. So finally, we got more sports than just baseball. All right. That's all the time we have for today. Let's do it again tomorrow. Until then, this is Arash Markazi saying stay safe and stay healthy.
This is the Arash Markazi Show on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hustle for the cash, so it's hard to knock it. Everybody got their own thing. Currency chasing worldwide through the heart.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.